Welcome to the Williams Meekin, Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. I'm fine, how are you doing?
I'm fine. No news on the baby yet?
No, going to the doctor yet today. They are, not me.
Still not sure what I'm going to speak on tomorrow.
Oh. Well, I've got too many things to speak on. I'm probably sound discombobulated today. Everything I look at looks interesting to me. That probably is a problem, though. You probably have too many choices.
I just haven't thought about it. We've been doing other things, and so last night I thought, oh, I need to tell them today. I did think about colloidal silver going into it a little bit more, but I'm seeing on the internet there are several different methods of processing it, and some of them we should avoid. So if I can do more research on that and find a, you know, the really good brand, I'll maybe speak on that.
Morning, whoever else is on the call. Anyone else with us wants to say hi? I see Mary Ellen is, someone actually is on the screen. Maybe she's not on the call yet. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Somebody joined us. Mary Lou, maybe she's pushing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that calling?
Mary Ellen Gill.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. We're happy to have you with us on our calls. Hope you're enjoying them.
Oh, excuse me. My call allergies.
Probably from a little bit of smoke. You have a little bit of smoke up there?
Yep.
Today you see across the valley? Can you see across the valley yet?
Mm-hmm. It is. We're back. Yesterday was beautiful. First day in 14 days, I guess.
Oh, good.
So, but today we're back to smoke.
Oh, well, it's kind of foggy here. It's not that pretty, though. Okay, I'm ready. Let's get started. This is Ruth Williams, and this is your health style call for all those people who want to learn more about keep supporting or practicing a individual health style choices. You're in the right place. We're having more than that, Education 201 here. So, I'm going to turn off my little chimes. If you have any noise there, would you star 6?
Pardon?
That would be appreciated. If you have any noise in, around where you are, you can star 6. And that will prevent
that. Okay, thank you, because I do and I did yesterday.
So then if you want to speak, then star 6 again. And then, otherwise, you're muted and we can't hear you. So we do like to have you speak whenever you feel like that you'd like to say something. So, good morning. Got the chimes turned off. And so let us get started. Got a few little signs on the screen here so that you can see that if you want to receive emails from me, my email is on the screen. It is not N-O-T period, Hurtin, H-U-R-T-N, at gmail.com. And the calls are recorded in case you missed one. They were recorded by Steve Crowfoot on www.allswell.org. And that's ALLSWELL.org. It's on the screen. So, I'm going to get my thumbnails up here so I can see what I'm talking about. So, boy, I decided to go visiting different countries here. What might these countries have in common? Fiji, or something like that. Greece, Okinawa, Japan. That might be a clue for you. Here is a little island clear to the south of Japan. There's a picture of, it looks like a very beautiful palm tree site on the ocean, on the Pacific there. And here is Capodimele, or something like that, Italy, clear on the top of a peak in Italy. And then we have five of them. And oh, this will be your big clue, the Hunza, Pakistan. Clear up there and then probably out of the war zone up here by China. And all these mountainous hills that you've heard of, the Hunza people. And then there's another one in China called Bama County, some other city that I don't even know, probably Guangzhou. The home of the Yao tribe up in the mountains again. They have little terraces, as do the Hunzas terrace their mountains, so they have more room to grow things, and they have lots of hills to climb on. So what do you think all these five countries, I mentioned only four, this one, I guess I got five. What do they all have in common?
They all have a plant that we need.
And that's a good guess, and maybe they do, but that's not exactly what they have in common. So that's a very good clue. I don't know that they all have the same plant. What else might they all have in
common? They live a long time.
They all live a long time, that's right. They are the healthiest people in the world. So what is the secret to their staying healthy and living longer lives without the crippling burdens of disease and disability? These people, they are out there working their fields and everything until in their 90s and 80s and 90s, and some of them 100. And they're still out there, they dancing and working. Now, these people do not believe in retirement, which I think is a really good thing, a good idea. I don't have any plans to retire. It seems to me that people that retire, they always get sick and overweight. So nutritionist Sally Bear attributes her secret to staying healthy and living longer to 10 healthy eating habits. So I thought we all might like to look at them. And so number one is don't overeat. And I see it some of my family or different people and myself that when we decide what we're going to eat with our charts, but getting on these charts all my charts are at the bottom and all my pictures are at the top. Getting on these charts, here's the protein fat page, which tells us the number of blocks we're supposed to eat, 3 blocks of each, carbohydrates, protein, and fat for women, and 4 blocks of each protein, carbohydrates, and fat for men. And so this gives us an idea of how much we're supposed to eat, and it is a good guide. I don't know if we want, when we're going to think especially about the protein, that if we're going to eat, we are going to have to remember that we have a lot of protein in our carbohydrate family also. So a lot of these foods all have the proteins in them as well. So how do you decide? Are you each, especially if you're being successful with this, if you're following it and being successful with it, and with a knowledge about the amount of, I wish I had put these closer together. don't eat, here it says, down here, number 6, don't eat much meat. Don't eat much dairy produce. And so what are you doing if you're following all of these rules? What are you doing about how much meat you eat and how much dairy you produce? Don't eat much, you're not producing dairy probably. Don't eat much dairy. We don't usually call it dairy produce. Don't eat much dairy. Well, how are you handling that?
Well, one thing I did is I got online and I looked at common foods that I could eat that help to reduce cholesterol, help to have healthy heart, help to, I can't remember what else. And then I made a grid to see which foods were common in all those areas and made sure that I ate quite a few of that particular food each day.
Wow. That sounds very interesting. So what foods were the, so now you're trying to have, what was your grid focusing mainly on, Mary Ellen?
Well, there were basically three foods that, or food groups, you know, I guess, that came up. Salmon was one that, oh yeah, the other one was help to reduce inflammation.
Okay.
And salmon came up, broccoli, and then of course berries, varying degrees of berries, you know, strawberries, blueberries, etc.
Uh-huh. All right. That was, I'd like to see your grid. That's really a great idea. That will cut down inflammation.
I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. One thing I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's similar. We don't eat very much of these things that have a yellow on them on this chart, the protein chart. Because these are, I don't know if we eat them at all. Even the beef, we stick to the fish as well. Salmon, primarily. So anybody else? Thank you, Mary Ellen. That was good input. Anyway, also eggs we eat. Anyone else want to tell, are you eating three blocks of protein, or are you counting on getting more from some of your rice and beans and some of those type of things?
Hi, Ruth, it's Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou.
I just have never, I mean, for a very, very long time, have not done the three blocks of the protein. I do less because I realize that I am getting protein in, you know, even a lot of my vegetables and so forth. I'm not eating a lot of, have some beans.
Uh-huh.
And dairy, I don't even measure dairy. We just don't have much.
Okay. That's very similar to what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't measure the protein that closely because I just know it's less of the meat and I load up on the vegetables.
All right. What vegetables do you find bring the most protein?
Oh, that I really don't know. I just know that spinach has got a lot. I checked it out a long time ago, and I, like I said, think we don't do a lot of meal changing around here. When I find something I like, that's pretty much what we eat. And so our greens and of course our drink has got quite a bit of protein in it. So, our body balance. And I'm eating kale and collard greens. I'm sure that they're all, I haven't actually checked, but I seem to be very satisfied with those.
I think green beans. No, peas. Green peas have been known to have a lot of. I don't know where they fall in line with amounts, but they're very high in protein.
And that salmon looks good. We had our dinner party last night, and a gal and her husband had just come back from Alaska, and they brought me fresh salmon. Now, that I probably will eat my 3 ounces or 4.5 ounces.
Right, me too. Okay, so one of the things that I do is I eat an egg in the morning. But, you know, if you follow the chart, you would eat 3 eggs if that was the only protein you had. Or I put an egg in my shake. But I have no need, I don't feel any need to have more than one. Because it's, my theory and the way I feel is that we have these amino acids that we need. And if we're eating all those other foods that have the amino acids in them, proteins, even if they aren't complete, if I eat one egg, then I'll have the rest of the amino acids all complete in that. And so then that seems to work. And I'm really filled up with all the greens and the smoothie type of thing to have more than that.
I think our day green times as well, Ruth.
Yes.
And I do eat the eggs. I do have eggs as well.
Okay. I think we're covering it, and just but having the knowledge that we gained from the block chart helps us to know approximately what the amounts if we were going to eat something that we would eat. I don't know. We're not eating those amounts, but that in the protein. And so I suppose then we would want to look at, and one of the things that is number one on that chart of the people who live the longest, where they don't eat too much. They eat, don't overeat, that's what it says. Number one rule is don't overeat. But it's pretty hard to overeat on all these greens. I think what we're talking about don't overeat is down here on the unfavorable carbohydrates. This is, I think, where I would pay the most attention to the amounts. Is that what you guys are doing as well?
Right. I do. I'm a grazer.
I
actually have the opposite problem of most people. I have a hard time keeping weight on. And I have to always be cognizant that I'm putting enough calories into me. So nuts help me with that lately. I used to eat quite a bit of sugar just to get the calories. And I've been trying to eat more of a variety of nuts to add the calories, but keep it nutritious. So when you guys talk about weight, I'm on the other end of it. So it, and just so you know, it can be just as difficult trying to keep weight on as it can to get it off.
Thank you for your input. I think that's true. Probably Nancy might address that.
Well, there was a time back in high school I would have loved to have been 100 pounds. I graduated with 88 pounds. Isn't that
bad? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was told
and it, right. But it's just, you know, it's just the way I am. I've always been that way. So, but as I'm getting older, I'm trying to make some lifestyle changes, and it's hard. So your calls and everything have been very beneficial to me.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you stop eating the sugar. Does somebody else want to say something, Stomach?
Ruth, I was just going to add, when I mentioned those green peas, I heard that quite some time ago about it being very, about them being very high in protein. So I add frozen green peas to my smoothie, and that is wonderful. And when you don't add too much, and I also put carrot juice in there and some of the pie and egg water, but when you don't put a whole lot of liquid, it's like a pudding, and it could pass as a dessert. It is so good. And of course, I put Greek yogurt in it, too, and then flaxseed, ground flaxseed.
What was that one?
Ground flaxseed, and then
I think
flaxseed oil. I don't know if I'm getting too many of the omega-6. I need to kind of research that, but it sure is good. And I think we could probably get children who don't want to eat green peas or vegetables. I think we could probably make that up, and they would probably never know they're getting it.
That's right. Put all that spinach right in there.
I was thinking that too. It is like pudding. It's kind of sweet, some of it, without even having sweet stuff in it.
Well, I always end up with way too much. And what I like about it being so thick is that since I've been putting some avocado in it and some of all these things, it stays thick. I can leave it overnight in a container in the refrigerator, and it tastes just the same as it did the day before. It used to be that way. But one other thing we want to mention is the reason the high protein in our drink is not from soy, and it's not from milk products. It is from peas, the most digestible, usable protein. So Nancy's getting double duty with the peas there.
Right.
But they're very sweet.
Well, I forgot to add, I also put that half an avocado and a it should be a half a banana, but if they're small, I put the whole thing in. So that gives it that sweetness. But it is a wonderful flavor.
And texture.
All right. And texture, that's right. Okay, so don't overeat, number one. Number two, don't eat sugar. This is a nice picture for somebody made for you. Little white sugar skulls. Is sugar toxic? 60 Minutes report says sugar raises your uric acid in minutes and wreaks havoc on blood pressure, insulin, and kidneys. So,
does anybody know about cane sugar? When I read some of the ingredients, what's the difference in how your body processes cane sugar? Does anybody know that? Versus refined?
Versus beet sugar? I think they're both refined. Anybody else know the difference? I don't. I don't know it specifically. I think we avoid both of them.
No, but I've wondered what's the difference.
Oh, no, there's a good topic for somebody. Somebody wants to research that, well then let me know. So let's speak up so that everybody
does. And there's a lot more to that too. What do they call it? It's like almost like liquefied sugar or something, the way they word it. Liquefied cane juice or something. I don't know. There could be a lot on that.
But maybe it'll take me a few days, but maybe I can, or a week even. But I'd like to look into that.
Okay. That would be great, Mary Ellen. Just let me know when it's ready.
Okay.
Okay. The B vitamins will help you counterbalance some of the sugar, but the whole thing is just to stay away from sugar. This is just—it's like alcohol. It's very, very similar. It's very harmful to your body, and so this is something we just stay away from. Read the book Sugar Blues.
It breaks down the same way, Ruth. This is Kathleen, and I took a brother to alcohol rehab, and I listened to the lecture, and they said it's not a social disease, but their body chemistry will not break down the alcohol. It said it will break it down as far as acetaldehyde, A-C-E-T, aldehyde, and that is more harmful to the body than formaldehyde. And then I was in the chemistry class out at the college, and the professor gave the same kind of talk. He said, it can only break it down this far. And that goes for sugar, too.
Well, it's a poison. And you know, the thing I noticed that I have just not been eating sugar for quite a long time. And then, you know, I've kind of gone off and on, but now it's been a long time since I really haven't, different things that has the corn syrup, and the corn syrup is so harmful. It seems to be even more harmful than the sugar, and anything you want to go buy that would have sugar in it has that corn syrup in it too. And now that I haven't been eating it, if I find I've eaten something with even a bite, it just makes my stomach burn. And so I just really am enjoying a lot of other things. I think I've had something for carrot juice lately. But there are so many good things to eat other than eating this. And once you stop eating it for a while, well, you stop craving it, and you feel so much better.
Yes.
And it doesn't take long, just about a week without it, and you no longer crave it at all. I've heard it referred to as when we have too much sugar in our bloodstream, it's like shards of glass cutting the arteries, or I guess that would be the only way to put it. But that was on Dr. Oz's program. He said when that flows through with too much high content of sugar, it's like scraping the artery walls, like shards of glass.
Wow, if it does that, you know what it's going to cause. If it's doing that, then that's going to cause inflammation, because that's harming your blood vessels. And then they'll call in all those cysteine fellows and all those your immune system, essentially, and then you're going to have all that in all your body. You'll have inflammation. That's interesting. That's probably why it causes inflammation. I don't remember hearing that before. Thanks, Nancy.
I understand that gout is like little shrouds of glass. That's why it hurts so bad in people's toes or shoulders.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't get my pies in order very well. Okay, so now then, the diet rich in vegetables and B vitamins reduces the problem somewhat because it provides a folate, and the folic acid is a protection against the homocysteine, which is related to one of the methionine or causes the homocysteine level to go up, or vice versa. But it's also related to a vitamin B deficiency. And the vitamin B deficiency will calm down your nerves, at least, so that, you know, after you've eaten sugar, it just depletes your body of B vitamins. Long time ago when I was doing Shackley, I had a chart, and it had a big sink. And if you ate sugar or were under stress, your B vitamins, and they were going right down the sink. I appreciate these kind of ways that we can make slides these days, because I had to make all those by hand, and it was tedious. Anyway, the B vitamins would go right down the sink, and so then your nerves are left not coated with these nice B vitamins that keep you calm and cool. And so that's something that if you're eating sugar, then your nerves are going to be unprotected by those B vitamins. And so where are we going to get the folate particularly is going to be found in what's that other picture? This one, I think. These kind of foods right here, and also meats. I have a picture, I think, with salmon and your eggs. It's going to have folate in it, some of the B vitamins. And so those will help. The thing to do, though, is not don't eat the sugar. Don't consume too much salt. You know, that's what I have. I have to stay, really make myself stay away from salt because it makes my blood pressure go up. Care if they say it doesn't, isn't the cause, it seems to be the cause to me. 1 ounce of dinner last Friday, and I thought I was eating some nice healthy soup, and I knew that there was something that I remembered. I think I ate that soup before, and I think I can remember this time, and my fingers all swelled up, and I didn't feel well for a couple of days just because I had salt soup for dinner. So not going to go to that restaurant I couldn't find enough anything to eat there without eating gluten or that much salt. And that's a big problem in eating out, is they all have too much salt. A lot of them do anyway. Not on Vashon. Vashon has good restaurants. So come here and eat. Any comments on the salt? Okay. Don't eat refined or processed foods. We talked about that a lot. But definitely they put all kinds of bad things in. So we'll just don't overcook our food. I think we know that. Don't eat much meat. We've talked about that quite a bit. Don't eat much dairy produce. How many of you guys have read Dr. Campbell's China study? The casein or casein, I've heard that pronounced both ways. I didn't ever look it up, so I thought it was casein. But maybe not. Don't eat too much dairy produce because in his study, he found that the casein is found in milk products. It could turn off and on cancer by how much casein or cheese and dairy products. The children, it was working with children in the Philippines at the time. He could turn off and on their cancer that they were getting in a ridiculous amount. But some people are more susceptible, of course, than others to dairy products. And in the China study, the actual study in China that they did over hundreds of just thousands and thousands of people, a huge, big study, and they found that if you ate under, Mary Lou, tell me, is it 5% or a very small amount of dairy, then you didn't get cancer. If you ate more than that, then you're much more susceptible to getting cancer. Anybody remember what that was? I loaned out my doctor, my China study book,
to.
And didn't get it back.
Yeah, I know that we did not ever, it was 5% of the, it seemed to be 5% or more of the calories. He could turn cancer on and off like a light switch. I do remember that.
Yeah, that was for those children in the Philippines. Okay. So that's a real wake up on the dairy, and certainly we used to eat a whole lot more than we do now. The more cheese, the better it tasted. But now it wouldn't taste that good, I don't think. It would be so salty also. That's when I was working with Matt and looked at what he just said, I got to go without cheese. The cheese at the nursing home, Matt. And now he doesn't, he looks at for the salt. And he'll just feel as I do. If I want a little bit of cheese or something in something, it is a teeny little sprinkle, not a big fat glob. So cheese lasts a lot longer. I do buy cheese, like cheddar or the different kinds, if I'd like to buy it and save the money. I don't know why I have that. Not that I have the money. It's just that you could buy littler ones, but if I buy a big one, then I just bag it up in little bags and put it all in the freezer. Because I use it so slowly. Matter of fact, leave it in the freezer and don't even put it in the refrigerator in the little bags. I just get the little bag out of the upstairs freezer and just do a little teeny sprinkle right out of there because it's all chopped up. And so, anyway, okay, so don't drink tea or coffee. I know they're talking about caffeinated tea, I think, here, and I don't think that they're talking about herb tea. Comments there?
Say that again, about tea.
I think it's caffeinated tea, probably they're talking about. They're not talking about herbal tea. I believe these people drink herbal tea, that are the long-lived people. Now, I was talking to Char Rogers yesterday, and you know, she's really studying all these things, and she was listening to Dr. Furman, or Dr. Furman, I think, who speaks with Dr. Esselstyn. These two are on the no-fat in your diet, if you don't want to have a heart attack. And anyway, so the lady asked him, well, would you rather have better for your body to have regular coffee or decaffeinated coffee? And his answer was, well, which arm do you want me to cut off? Or do you want to lose? Anyway. Somebody's moving the furniture there. If you are making some noise, please star six and then star six again to talk. Okay, don't drink alcohol in excess. We already talked about that a bit. And don't smoke. All right, all you guys who got it, quit smoking. And if the smoke is coming from an outside source, I certainly hope you have an air purifier. Okay, our time's up. Okay, does anybody have any things that you'd like to know more about, or that you have questions about today? Comments? You guys are awfully quiet. Okay. Well, hopefully this has been probably not an all brand new thing to you, but a good reminder maybe. And so hopefully you'll have a great day, and we'll be talking with Nancy tomorrow. So have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.